time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 88. Tonight, clear with a low of 65. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Current Illinois State Representative Darren Bailey announced in Fairfield this morning his intention to run for state Senate, appearing on the Morning Coffee program on WFIW Radio, as well as at the Wayne County Courthouse at noon. Bailey said he plans to run to help expand the influence of southeastern Illinois in the state legislature.
I've served in official capacity for 6 months now as a state representative, 5 of those months in Springfield. And Springfield and Chicago know where District 109's at. They know where Wayne County's at. They know where Clay County's. They know where every one of our places are at because we've been making noise. So I believe that as a opportunity comes around, we have to decide if this is opportunity that we want to grasp hold of. I've did that all my life, farming, serving on the school board, serving in our church and our community. And when you see an opportunity come around, you decide, you make a decision, you pray about it, you consider whether or not this is something you want to go after. And after much consideration, prayer, conversations with friends, much conversation with a Senator Ryder, it seems more than obvious that this is the path that we need to take to have more influence for southeastern Illinois.
Bailey was elected to the Illinois House last year. In the coming months, he will seek to replace Senator Dale Ryder, who announced he would not seek re-election earlier this year. Ryder did say that he intends to serve out the remainder of his term, which will expire in January of 2021. More news next.
There is nothing better than helping a family find the home of their dreams. It is more than just a mortgage. It's about helping people. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator for People's National Bank. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference. Since 1909, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Grayville Clinic is now open. The Grayville Clinic will be offering the same level of excellence that other Horizon Healthcare clinics strive to provide. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, minor foot care procedures, minor laceration suturing, routine women's health exams, DOT testing, outpatient lab work, and more. The clinic is located at 319 West Commerce Street in Grayville. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call 842-4617 to schedule an appointment. Walk-ins welcome. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
In other news, student-athletes of Frontier Community College recently received recognition by the National Junior College Athletic Association for outstanding academic performance for the 2018-2019 year. Participating junior colleges received academic team honors at both the national and regional level. FCC is a Division I junior college and a member of Region 24, which serves Central and Southern Illinois. Other colleges in Region 24 include Wabash Valley College, Rend Lake College, and Olney Central College. Frontier softball ranked second in the nation with a 3.66 team GPA. Taking first place was Colby Community College in Kansas, which had a 3.67 team GPA. Frontier softball did place first within Region 24. Frontier volleyball ended the year with a 3.57 team GPA, ranking first in Region 24 and 11th in the nation. Frontier baseball, with a 3.12 team GPA, ranked 4th in the region and 54th nationally. Student-athletes are eligible to earn individual academic honors by achieving an overall GPA of 3.60 or higher. Frontier had a total of 31 all-academic athletes, 12 from softball, 8 from volleyball, and 11 from baseball. A full listing of those students may be found on the WFIW Radio Facebook page. Several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the holiday and weekend. 46-year-old Fairfield resident Thomas W. Kramer was arrested by Fairfield police late last night on a charge of aggravated domestic battery. Kramer was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Two McLeansboro men were arrested by Wayne County deputies early this morning on charges of possession of meth. 33-year-old Floyd D. Hargrave and 37-year-old Brandon S. Cook were arrested after a traffic stop on Sibley Street in Fairfield. According to police reports, at approximately 2:14, deputies conducted the stop due to loud exhaust. Hargrave and Cook were passengers in the vehicle. Deputies noticed an odor of cannabis during the stop, and the vehicle's three occupants said they had smoked some earlier. Deputies then conducted a search for any illegal materials. A glass smoking pipe was found on Hargrave, and it later field tested positive for methamphetamine. Deputies also found a nylon case that held rubber containers with approximately 1 gram of meth and 2 grams of suspected cannabis where he had been sitting. A sock containing a glass meth pipe was found where Cook had been sitting. The two were taken into custody and transported to the Wayne County Jail, pending the setting of bond. The driver of the vehicle was released without charge. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who entered the Wayne Johnson property east of Fairfield recently. A tool set, wrench set, electric impact, and winch were reported stolen. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. 60-year-old Dowell resident Van R. Van Zandt was booked in the Wayne County Jail on Thursday. He was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of reckless conduct. Van Zandt was released after posting $595 bond. 23-year-old Georgetown, Kentucky resident Darren O. Jenkins Jr. was arrested by Illinois State Police yesterday morning on a Coles County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of retail theft. Jenkins was transported to the Wayne County Jail with his bond set at $345. 37-year-old Hudsonville resident Lucas K. Toll was arrested on Wednesday by Fairfield Police on a Crawford County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. Toll was transported to the Wayne County Jail, and his bond was set at $225. The monthly meeting of NARF, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees, will be held tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. at DiMaggio's in Fairfield. All members and prospective members are encouraged to attend. Anyone seeking more information should call 847-2321. Wayne County Fair Board President Gary Carter says it was just too wet to run the fair's tractor pull on either Saturday or Sunday night.
We were really disappointed over that. In fact, we waited up till Saturday morning thinking, hoping that the weather would break for us. One of the major problems, we thought we could get the track ready to go, but we had no place to go with the 40-plus semis that were going to come in on this grounds. And the infield was literally standing in water, and we cut new ditches in, and we looked at every avenue to try to find a solution, but we just could not.
Carter said every effort was made to make the event work, but in the end, Mother Nature prevailed.
It was a tough decision to make, but it always brings a lot of people in, and it's good for the fair, it's good for the community, and I just apologize to the community that we just could not get it done. But my board members really worked hard and tireless, and it was actually a stressful 4 or 5 days.
Tonight at the fair, harness racing will take center stage. The Fairfield National Bank-sponsored event will feature 9 races, according to Carter. He says some new track equipment purchased by the Fair Board should make it a fast track. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow evening with a 9-item agenda on hand. Aldermen will first award a bid for energy efficiency upgrades to the wastewater treatment plant. They will then hear progress on work on the city's flooding issues from HLR Engineering. The council will then see 2 TIF-related items, including a redevelopment agreement with DiMaggio's and consideration for a resolution authorizing an improvement project for the city of Fairfield. In other business, Aldermen are scheduled to discuss and approve amendments to the city's trailer ordinance and public drinking ordinance. They will also discuss the golf cart and side-by-side ordinance, though action may not be taken on that matter. On Wednesday, the Finance Committee will meet at 6 at City Hall. The committee meeting is open to the public, and it will deal with the TIF report from Attorney Dan Shearing. The meeting will include discussion on the report itself, as well as consideration of its recommendations and the calculation and distribution of surplus revenues. Other matters concerning the report may be discussed as well before the committee adjourns for the night. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is starting a dementia caregivers support group. The hospital says the group is designed to lift up caregivers and engage them in conversations. Mariah Miner, skilled care unit nurse leader, says working in that unit opens one's eyes to the struggles caregivers face every day. She believes the support group can be beneficial and allow caregivers to share experiences and offer insights and suggestions to those in the same position. The FMH Dementia Caregivers Support Group will hold its first meeting on July 25th at 1:30 p.m. in the Horizon Healthcare Medical Arts Complex Education Rooms. Light refreshments will be served. The meetings will continue to be held on the fourth Thursday of every month. Anyone seeking more information about the group can contact Mariah Miner at 847-8328. The billionaire who founded St. Louis-based Foresight Energy was among the seven killed in a helicopter that crashed last week on its way from the Bahamas to Florida. Chris Klein saw coal was harder to find in his native mountain state, and he saw great potential in Illinois. Phil Gannett, with the Illinois Coal Association, says Klein had a strong impact on the coal industry in central Illinois, and he had an even stronger effect in southern Illinois.
And he came into Illinois in about 2005, started buying up coal reserves, and the Hillsboro mine is they reopened the Monterey mine down in Carlinville. But his two largest operations are down in Williamson County and Franklin County. He went from, you know, zero coal production in 2005 to last year his company did 22 million tons of coal, almost half of the production that we had in Illinois. Foresight, you know, like I say, aptly named.
Gannett notes Klein was able to nullify key limitations of the state's coal industry.
Because he knew that if they could produce coal at the lowest cost, they'd be successful. And that's been their claim. And he knew that he wasn't going to be able to sell coal to many places in Illinois. So they looked at the export market and other places in the United States. So they built the infrastructure to get the coal that they did produce to send that out of state.
Klein died along with his daughter in the crash. A recent report documents the shifting landscape of manufacturing over the past 70 years and the impact of the sector in Illinois and other states. Mary Sherman has more.
According to the findings from the Georgetown University Center on Education in the Workforce, nearly one in four workers in the country was employed in manufacturing in 1940. Report co-author Neil Ridley at Georgetown says that share fell to 15% in 2000 and then to about 10% in 2016.
And it's been in relative decline going back well into the 20th century in relation to the rest of the workforce and the economy since 2000. Illinois has lost nearly 300,000 manufacturing workers with the ups and downs of the global economy.
Despite the decline, the report underscores increases in production capability, with manufacturing adding $4 trillion in economic output nationally from 1947 to 2016. In Illinois, manufacturing output per worker rose from $118,000 in 2000 to $163,000 in 2016. Mary Sherman reporting.
According to data released last week, Illinois saw an eighth straight year of record tourism growth in 2018, attracting more than 117 million visitors. U.S. Travel Association numbers show visitors in Illinois spent $41.7 billion last year. That's a more than 5% increase in visitor spending over 2017. Tourism generated $3.3 billion in state and local tax revenue, a more than 7% jump. tourism was a boon jobs-wise as well. The state said travel and tourism supported more than 342,000 jobs last year. That's up 5,200 jobs from 2017. The Illinois Office of Tourism credits the record numbers to successful marketing efforts. Governor J.B. Pritzker called tourism, quote, an integral part of our state's economy. That's the news. Area deaths next.
When there's no time to be sick, let SSM Health help you feel better faster. For just $25, you can consult an SSM Health provider online about most minor illnesses. Just answer a few questions, receive your treatment plan, and a prescription if needed. It's that easy. Virtual visits are available to everyone. No insurance is required. Start the healing from home at ssmhealth.com/virtualvisit.
At Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery, we are ready for warmer days ahead. We have a large selection of flowers, perennials, and annuals, hanging baskets, trees, and shrubs. Everything you need to spruce up your lawn. 910 East Main in Fairfield.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 86. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,796, down 126. The NASDAQ is at 8,085, down 76. August crude oil is at $57.86, up 35 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home. Locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 81-year-old Carmi resident Frank C. Chalcraft died at 5:25 p.m. on Wednesday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. He was a truck driver and a U.S. Army veteran. Frank Chalcraft is survived by daughters Robin Williams of Albion and Linda Knowles of Ellery, son Doug Chalcraft of Fairfield, twin brother Paul Chalcraft of Ellery, and two nieces. A private graveside service for Frank Chalcraft was held at Bethel Cemetery. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home was in charge of arrangements. 71-year-old McLeansboro resident Diana Reagan died at 12:10 p.m. on Saturday at her home. She was a homemaker. Diana Reagan is survived by her husband, Randall, son Bryce of McLeansboro, daughter Ramona Dial of McLeansboro, five grandchildren, and five sisters-in-law. Funeral services for Diana Reagan will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the New Life Assembly of God Church in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening at the church. Burial will be in the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 95-year-old Mount Erie resident Ethel Marie Taylor died on Saturday at Aperian Care in Fairfield. She was a homemaker. Ethel Taylor is survived by her daughter, Betty Wendling of Mount Erie, two sons, Bill Taylor of Fairfield and Kenneth Taylor of Olney, three grandchildren, four step-grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and 12 step-great-grandchildren. Visitation for Ethel Taylor will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Thursday at the funeral home. Burial will follow at Scott Cemetery in Mount Erie. Memorials may be directed to the Mount Erie Christian Church, and they will be accepted at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home of Sisney, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, partly sunny skies and a high of 88. We'll have clear skies tonight. We're expecting a low of 65 and then partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 90. The outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, scattered showers on Wednesday, a high of 90 and low of 70. Sunny skies on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 85 with a low of 62. And then mostly sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 85 with a low of 65.